ja, teen die tyd as jy hierdie musiek hoor, dan weet jy, ons praat oor Proudly South African, om trots Suid-Afrikaans te wees, en ons bors ver uit te stoot met die groen en goud so op die mou, nee. Kyk, ons volk het hier nou gepraat, Wade van die Kerk natuurlik is hierdie week aangewys as Suid-Afrikaner van die jaar. Jy het reg gehoor, die Suid-Afrikaner van die jaar in 'n Twitterspelling peiling waaraan 40,000 Suid-Afrikaners in die afgelope week deelgeneem het, het Wade van die Kerk, ander Suid-Afrikaners soos Caster Semenya en die opera sanger Pretty Yende toe nou uitgestof en kyk, sy is gauw medaille in die 400 meter eindstryd in 'n rekordtyd van 43.03 sekondes tydens die Olimpiese Spele in Rio het toe nou vir hom die titel verower en die Suid-Afrikaner van die jaar is iemand natuurlik wat jou met 'n fenominale prestasie ongelooflik trots gemaak het om Suid-Afrikaner te wees en dit is nou hoe Jan Skenell, oftewel Jan Braai, die man agter die Nasionale Braaidag Initiatief en Suid-Afrikaners van die jaar toekenning toe nou al gesê het. Nou kyk, wanneer ons ook begin praat oor trots Suid-Afrikaans, kan ons amper nie help om na die kindse toe te beweeg nie, en lyk vir my amper, ons Afrikaanse rolprent Noem My Skollie, wat ons oorberig het so 3 weke gelede, is besig om ook hoogtes te bereik. Want as jy nou nog nie dit gesien het nie, dan moet jy die naweek het gaan kyk, want dit is as Suid-Afrika se amptelike keuse vir die 89ste Oscar toekennings toe nou benoem. En die rolprent word natuurlik ingeskryf in die afdeling van beste rolprent in 'n vreemde taal en is al deur 32,000 Suid-Afrikaners gesien sedert dit op 2 September landwyd in rolprentteaters begin wys het. Die skrywer natuurlik en die regisseur was hier in ons ateljee om hulle storie te kom vertel agter hierdie ongelooflike storie oor bendelewe op die Kaapse vlaktes en Zama en Kosi, uitvoerende hoof en die stichting, sê na baie streng beoordelingsproses, hulle trots dat Noem My Skollie die amptelike keuse is en ons kan net sê baie, baie geluk dan aan die span, want meneer John Fredericks, jy was uitstekende akteur en ek moet vir jou sê en jy het dit geleef natuurlik. Hy was die draaiboekskrywer en op 71 is hy nog steeds so passievol oor wat hy doen as as wat hy as jongman natuurlik geleef het. Ongelooflik om hom toe nou persoonlik te ontmoet het. En dan so 'n bietjie plaaslike algemene nuus. Kyk, ons toerisme onderneming, hulle het ook toe nou besluit dat dit baie meer toeganklik gaan wees vir mense met gestremdheid om binnekort in ons toerisme dan nou betrokke te raak. Die ministerie het die openbare lesing in die Hotel Bon in Bloemfontein gehou oor hoe Suid-Afrika die toeganklikheid van sy toeristeattraksies kan verbeter en uitbou. En die toerisme vir almal was die tema en dit was die bevordering van algehele toeganklikheid wat meneer Annekom toe nou oor gepraat het en ek dink dit is in op sigself iets om baie, baie oor of trots te wees. Nou ek sê wat, en terwyl ons so trots Suid-Afrikaans is, het ek vanmiddag vir jou baie interessante onderhoud. Net hierna het ek niemand anders nie as Reinhard Hamman in die ateljee. Nou kyk, Suid-Afrika, span Suid-Afrika het met 7 goue medaljes, 6 silwer medaljes en 4 brons medaljes van Rio de Janeiro af teruggekom en hierdie voormalige Wisternova en de Grendel Hoërskool leerling kyk vanmiddag in hierdie ateljee by ons om vir ons te vertel, weet hoe het hy gevoel toe hy met die goue medalje om sy nek gestaan het na 'n ongelooflike vertoning by die Paralympiese Spele in Rio de Janeiro. Nou kyk, hier is omtrent gaus in die ateljee op die oomblik by Tygerberg 104 FM, want ons Paralympiese goue medalje houer Reinhard Hamman het so pas in die ateljee ingestap en nou hier word net foto's geneem, want hy het vir ons vandag sy goue medalje toe nou saamgebring. En jy kan nie dink al ons plebs is besig om te poseer met die goue medalje om die nek, so chaos, laat ek vir jou sê. Nou, die Suid-Afrikaanse span het 7 goue medaljes, 6 silwer medaljes en 4 brons medaljes in die Rio de Janeiro Paralympiese Spele natuurlik gewen. Altesaam 14 van Suid-Afrika se 17 Paralympiese medaljes is toe deur die atlete van die Wes-Kaap gewen. Jy het reg gehoor, ons Wes-Kaapenaars het omtrent koning gekraai en 11 daarvan 5 goud, 3 silwer en 3 brons is dit die ledes van die Maties Parasportklub toe nou gewen. Nou vanmiddag is dit my regtige groot eer, want Reinhard Hamman, hy is 'n Paralympiese baan- en veldatleet van Suid-Afrika. Hy het meegeding hoofsaaklik in kategorie F38, hierdie gebore Kaapenaar, wat natuurlik in die 90s, ek voel so oud, het cerebrale gestremdheid, maar hy het ons trots gemaak. Nou hierdie voormalige Wisternova en de Grendel Hoërskool leerling het atletiek begin op die ouderdom van 13 en ergens het hy wou hy net opgee as gevolg van 'n teleurstelling om te kwalifiseer vir die 2008 somer Paralympiese Spele in Beijing, maar gelukkig het hy teruggekeer. In 2013 word hy gekies vir die Suid-Afrikaanse span om te kompeteer by die 2013 se atletiek wêreldkampioenskappe. Hy deelgeneem aan die spiesgooi en gewigstoot. Hy het 'n 5de plek vir hom verdien en natuurlik ook met 'n goue medalje vir spiesgooi weggestoop. Wel 2 jaar later neem hy deel aan die 2015 Wêreldbeker in Doha, wen goud in spiesgooi en silwer in gewigstoot. En vandag kan ek vir jou sê, is hy nie net wêreldkampioen nie, maar donderdag 15 September word hy die goue medalje houer by die Paralympiese Spele in Rio de Janeiro, iets waarvoor hy bitter lank gewag het. Reinhard Hammann, can I call you Golden Boy Hammann this afternoon? Welcome to the studios of Tigerberg 104 FM, and we are so proud of you.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back in this amazing studio. It almost feels like home. But yeah, it's amazing to be back and to be back in the Western Cape. And to be back in Cape Town, it was my home. And yeah, this medal goes out to everybody that has supported me and the Paralympic movement, and I think most importantly, this medal's for my dad.
Wow. Reinhard Hammann, about 2-3 months ago, we had you in studio, and it was right after the death of your dad in March, and we even had to wipe tears together, and we looked at each other, and you even said the following words. You said, I hope and I wish I could be part of the Paralympic team representing South Africa at the Rio Games. And now, looking back, 3 weeks gone, you're literally sitting here with a golden medal in hand. How does it feel?
It's really incredible because, you know, I wouldn't say it was a given that I was going to be in the team. There's always that uncertainty. But just to be part of the Paralympic team, to be part of a movement that is so strong and that is growing from strength to strength, it's just incredible to be one of the medalists that walked out of Rio. And the thing is heavy. I didn't realize
so
how heavy it is. I almost broke my neck when the guy put it on me.
Listen, I'm sitting with it in my hand, and for folk that has never had the opportunity to hold a Rio Olympic gold medal in hand, I'm going to try and shake it so that people can actually hear it, because we were going on about this incredible initiative and the sound that it's making. So take a listen. It's actually quite a nifty sound, Reinhard, hey? Yeah. It's amazing. So tell us, the gold medal has one sound versus the silver and the bronze, right?
Correct. I just have to say that it is the first time in history that the medals have been different. So this is the first time that there's ever been something inside of the medal.
Yeah.
And this is specific for the visually impaired and the blind, so that they know what color the medal is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very incredible.
And then, of course, now trying to explain to people, we're going to have to take pictures and really close-up pictures to put it on our Facebook site. But in Braille, it's written Rio 2016 Paralympic Games. And if you turn it to the bottom, it actually says what you won there or in which category.
Yeah, the event, yes. So it's not a – if you look at London 2012, Beijing 2008, those are, I would say – just general medals, if I can put it like that. Whereas these ones now for Olympics and Paralympics, they are very specific to your event. So it's not just any medal they're giving you.
No.
It's specific for your event, so which makes it even more special.
So a men's javelin throw category F38. This is where you got and why you got the gold medal with an incredible, incredible event. I must tell you, with a distance of 50.96 to edge it. What was the competition like?
I was very fortunate to have started through my competition being on the 15th of September, and we got there on the 1st of September. So I had time to take in the crowd and experience the crowd. So it's not a new thing for me, because it was the first time I competed in a big Olympic stadium like that and a massive crowd. So I didn't know how to handle it. But having the time to take the crowd in, it was a little easier, but we went in, we thought my two biggest competitions were the Ukrainian and the Australian, and you know, lucky for me, they didn't feature.
And so the second guy, of course, the runner-up, Colombia, and then Iran, Javad Hardini, of course, taking the bronze there. But it was really an emotional day for you. I remember watching you on TV, sitting in the studio, watching your every throw, and how emotional it was for you, because you dedicated the whole competition, especially to your dad.
Yeah, so the entire Paralympics, literally every step that I took in the village, on the Olympic Stadium in the Olympic Park, was for my dad. The medal itself is for my dad. Sure. And it was very emotional for me, because my first throw, my third throw, and my fourth throw, if the camera was on me, you would have seen the tears flowing, because it's every single time my dad popped into my head. And when it was my turn, I had to compose myself and throw. And then to add onto everything else, I'm suffering from quite a bad knee injury. And I have surgery on the 18th of October. So to walk out there with the gold medal is unbelievable.
Well, we're standing in amazement. And because I think we followed your story from the very beginning, this is your third visit to Tigerberg 104 FM. And I remember the very first time that we met you, we were literally just stoked by the idea of we're getting a world champ in studio. And then the second one was about 3 months ago, where we dreamed with you to go and see you participate in Paralympics. And to hear the story of your dad and you dedicating the whole story to him and the Paralympics team. And now sitting here, this is a proper underdog, just raising to the top type of story.
Yeah.
And what is the biggest lesson that you've learned from the Paralympics 2016?
I think if we take Paralympics and we take life in general, when this whole thing happened with my dad, my faith actually grew and it became a lot stronger. And I don't think there was one day that I was not praying at the Paralympic Games. And that was to have God protect me and protect my knee, so that I can go in and I can compete in His name and in my Father's name, because it's God that gave me this talent.
Sure.
And if it wasn't for God giving me this talent, I'd probably just be an ordinary person at home and just sitting on the couch. So, you know, all credit goes to God for giving me this amazing talent. And yeah. This is for my dad.
This is incredible. Speaking with Reinhard Hamann, our golden medal holder for the men's javelin throw in the category F38. I cannot believe it. Only one of our five golden medals, of course, coming from Western Cape. But, of course, seven golden medals overall. It's incredible. Nobody can take this away from you. You deserve it. What now? What is your message to folk dreaming about big dreams? What would you tell them?
Okay, so, you know, I've always struggled over the years when I'm interviewed or giving talks somewhere, and what is my message of hope, or what can I tell the youth? And, you know, it actually came to me in Rio, and it was, that medal that you have in your hand now was 13 years of hard work, dedication, and never, ever giving up. So to anybody that's listening, to any athlete, is, if you're not making a team now, just keep on going. The hard work, the dedication, the sacrifices absolutely pay off.
Now, that's the wise words of none other than our golden medal holder. Isn't that lekker to say? Hey, Reinhard Hamann in studio here at Tigerberg 104 FM. We salute you. You're an amazing man, and we know that your heart is in the right place. Thank you for representing South Africa in such a way. And when you actually received this golden medal with hands held high, it was like all of us received it. So thank you so much.